Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
What? You know who else just did that? The mayor of Philadelphia just announced that they've got handcuffs and have plenty of space for anybody that tries to disrupt the upcoming elections next week.
Well, they have that at the stadium as well. You know, they have judge, they have the whole thing. In the next couple minutes, once it's found, we have audio of a conversation of you talking about our guest, Action Jackson.
Okay.
So we're going to let him hear something that you have said in the he doesn't want to hear it. So
what did I say?
God dang, I ain't trying to be on no Jerry Springer.
Well, you didn't know that's what this is.
I'm
it's like Maury.
I do want to.
Maury.
It was more like Maury.
Yeah, and you're not the father.
You're not the father.
Well, you called him family, so he's not family. I found that out. We did a DNA test.
He's not family. He is not your daddy.
Not daddy. He is not taking credit for your career.
He is not your trainer.
What I wanted to do, you know, by keeping you on through the top is I wanted you to, because you, Matt, mentioned about sponsors. And, you know, back in the day, early UFC, we would always, you know, help the fighters in plugging their sponsors. So I wanted to give you that opportunity, you know, to mention the sponsors that make kind of your life a little bit easier financially.
Oh, 100%. Let me shout out. This is a big shout out. I want a big shout out to Lions Muay Thai and kickboxing. That is where I train at right now. Frost has been a fantastic coach to me, and we put on a good 4-week solid training camp, and that's who I trained with for my last fight also, and we trained even longer for that one. So I want a big shout-out.
And we are nationwide, so what city are you fighting out of?
Hudson, Florida. Hudson, Florida. That's where we've been training. That's where I've been training for the past 4 weeks. And then a big shout-out to Elvin Burrito and Lorenzo Hunt. I did some time with them in Puerto Rico.
Two up-and-coming fighters.
Oh, yeah. Well, two. One of them is the fighter, Lorenzo Hunt.
Well, what about the
Jake
goat?
Just won't let me. Comedian was on before. He won't let me clown around.
I'm sorry.
What about the Ram? Did you fight the Ram? Did you headbutt the Ram?
Yeah, and shout-out to that goat, too. I didn't do it.
What's the goat's name?
What did Tom Brady do to you?
Exactly.
Are you fighting Tom Brady?
I mean, like, no. I mean, he's got a lot going on right now.
It's true.
Actually, he's actually finishing up.
Yeah.
But I mean, hopefully that'll fix his game.
But talk about the GOAT in Puerto Rico. Like, this GOAT beat Lorenzo Hunt. I mean, dominated him.
But it's a GOAT.
When the GOAT was enough, it clicked his back heels and put in the weight.
I mean, but like, that's what that GOAT does on a regular basis. They were in like a bare knuckle fight. I have to go with Lorenzo. GOAT rams like on a regular basis. Right.
Would you put your money on Lorenzo in a bare knuckle fight against that GOAT?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. Lorenzo. Speaking of your money.
Your sponsor. Going up, my sponsor. So yeah, like I said, Lions Muay Thai kickboxing, Elvin Rito and Lorenzo Hunt, great guys. You know what I mean? They really helped me out. Multiverse FC, that's my business. You know, I mean, that's where I do seminars and I host seminars and things like that and show mixed martial arts and just speak of my bare knuckle and MMA situation. You know, I mean, I call it a situation. I want to call it like a complete career, but just a situation.
Sure.
And, you know, just teach kids, teach young adults some techniques they can use for their own bare knuckle. I mean, not bare knuckle, but MMA or...
And self-confidence.
Just having some fun.
Sure.
And going off my t-shirt, there's Naz. There's Naz. And there's Dad's. I think that's a security company. So those are the guys that, you know, usually help me out. You know.
Final question for you. You keep mentioning Lorenzo Hunt. And so far... in my very long career, Lorenzo Hunt is had one of the greatest walkouts of all time when he paid for my Diet Coke that night as he, you know, whoever it was throwing $100 bills. Are you going to be able to top that? Are you going to top that in Orlando? Should I stand by the stage as you're walking out?
Never. That was great. And
I'll tell you what.
Bia, bia! That was great.
What was greater was when people realized... Because at first they didn't realize it was real dollar bills. You know, they thought it was fake.
Right.
And then all of a sudden when they I saw fighters diving in there for dollar bills and fans diving in. And
dude, let me tell you something.
I got my $6 Diet Coke.
Lorenzo Hunt is a wizard. And I mean, my favorite Lorenzo Hunt entrance is the cape. I'm not going to lie. He jumped out. He had the cape. I was jealous. I was like, nah. Like, the cape came out, and he was just like, boom. And he, like, was flying. I was like, God, I love you, dude. Like, I went up to him. I said, jealous of your entrances. I've never been able to top his stuff off. Not yet.
Definitely great stuff.
In the future.
How can people follow you on social media, get involved?
Just follow me on JacksonJackson on Instagram. You can follow me on JJackson on Facebook. TikTok, baby. You know, JacksonJackson. And also check out themultiversefc.com and at MultiverseFC on Facebook and Instagram. I appreciate it, guys.
Is it safe to say bombs are going to be flying on Saturday in Orlando?
Oh, it's going to be bangalicious.
Bang-alicious. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Jay, thanks for your time.
And no problem, man.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl Eller from the Minnesota Vikings Hall of Fame. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is live at Caribe Royale Orlando, Saturday, November 5th. In the main event, the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. knuckle up against the undefeated Gian Herrera. In the co-main event, Jared Captain Deadpool Warren looks to continue his winning ways as he throws hands with the always dangerous J-Action Jackson. Get your tickets now at BKFC.com. That's BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Tomey, and you're talking sports with Randy here.
All right, we are back. And ironic that it was a Jim Tomey liner. So yeah, I want to ask you.
The age is silent.
I want to ask you both a question since Travis Thompson's sitting down from Philadelphia. So the first thing I thought of when I heard that liner of Jim Tomey was he played for the Philadelphia Phillies. But he really wasn't a Philly. You know, he played in Cleveland, then he came to Philly, you know, had a couple good years there. But do you consider him a Philly? You know, it's kind of like when you rip me saying I'm not from Philly, even right. though I was born there.
You didn't live there. You didn't put your time in there.
I put time in there.
No, you put your time in Philly,
You rent there. You got a mailbox.
Dude, you got to realize when you're in Philly, they're the worst fans and the best fans. Okay,
they're loyal. Yeah,
they don't even have to be fans,
but they're awful.
They're the worst people. The best people.
I know, because I'm one of them. I know. I'm the worst person you guys had here. But I'm also the best.
Well, I don't know. You haven't swore yet.
Not yet. I will. Don't worry.
Get the beeper on.
Yeah, get beep.
Yeah, he is close. So you're fighting Saturday as well. How long have you been in town training down here with a mediocre boxer, right? He has an up-and-coming career.
He's okay. I mean, I don't know if people have heard of him. I think it's – I don't want to say his name incorrectly.
Well, he lost once.
Yeah, he won one time. One time.
Yeah, to a no-name guy.
The Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, to a no-name guy.
Amanda,
yeah.
He lost to Pac-Man.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
That was on the Pac-Man machine, though.
Yeah. No, Keith one time Thurman.
Yeah, isn't there a gas station named Thurman or something?
The H silent in that? Yeah, listen, all these names with H's in them.
You're not knocking Thurman, man. He's my man. I love the guy.
No, he's awesome.
He's a great guy.
But why did you run from my challenge? I need to ask you that.
What's your challenge?
You put a post up that you were playing golf with Keith Thurman, and he's a great golfer.
Oh, yeah.
And he beat me.
I threw a challenge out to you.
Because I don't want to beat you.
You and your guy. We're going to take on you and your guy.
I don't care who your guy is. I don't care if it's John Daly. I don't care who it is. I'll knock him out then.
That wouldn't happen.
I'll take the bet.
Yeah, I'll take the bet. Don't do that.
Ben. I'll take the bet.
Just don't.
I'll take the bet.
No, don't take that one.
I'll take the bet.
Because I know he's going to have some. What, you don't want. What's he got? Like Chuck Liddell?
It's probably worse.
No, the guy that I'm going to bring out, I will never take a golf club out of my bag.
Yeah, no, we're not doing it. Dude, I hit things. So if it's not the golf ball, I'll have to hit your partner.
That's a good fight.
Stop.
This guy's a Walmart checker.
Yeah, he's a Walmart checker.
So when you walk out with your groceries, he checks the list. He wants to see what you bought, make sure it's in the bag. You didn't take anything that didn't belong to you.
Do you show the checker your receipt when you walk out of Walmart?
If they ask.
Do you really?
If they ask.
No, if you walk past that person and they look physically intimidating, would you stop? But if it's an old senior citizen, you keep walking?
I would have kept walking either way. I did it when we were on vacation.
Listen, if I'm here in Florida, whatever, I got no problem. I have no problem. I have nothing else to do. I train, and that's it. I work, train.
Let's get back to the golf. I want this golf thing.
We'll do it after the fight, okay?
That's fine. Okay.
We'll do it. I don't care. I'm not afraid.
No, I'm not afraid of what? To losing golf?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid either.
I don't care.
I'd be afraid to fight you, but I'm not afraid to play golf.
I know you, so I know you got a ringer.
Oh, he's a ringer.
Oh, he's a ringer.
He's got like Lee Trevino.
It's worse for you.
Yeah. Oh, we got Phil Mickelson.
Better. Like, this guy will like not only drive the ball the longest, but he'll also cut you if you like step out of line.
He will. And then you know what else he'll do? And I know we have Captain Anderson behind us, but he'll go out and catch fish with his bare hands and then cook them and we'll eat them after he beats you on the golf course.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah, he is.
He's awesome.
That's awesome.
And he also checks the receipts at Walmart.
Yeah, he does.
That's good.
Only he doesn't get paid to do it.
He doesn't work there.
He doesn't work there.
He just does it for fun.
He does it for fun.
people fall in line.
Let me check your
receipts.
They all line up, and they hand them receipts. And he actually goes to it and like looks and just pretends like he cares.
That's hilarious. So they actually have someone that actually does the job but doesn't get paid to do
it. Right.
Correct.
That's great.
It's like me doing this radio show.
Yeah.
Only he's more talented at checking the receipt.
It's like him at Torta Pizza.
Yeah.
Training going good? Everything?
Everything's great. Everything's top of the, the best it could be.
I know that I've asked you before. I was going to ask Jay, but I knew I was going to ask you it, again when you came on. There's a big difference between, obviously, MMA and bare knuckle, and we've talked about that. How do you train for a bare knuckle fight? Your bare knuckle, are you punching a tree with no glove, with no padding?
We can do it right here. If
use Matt's face.
Well, no, I hit the floor. You can hear it on. Maybe you'll get it on the microphone. But like, I'm kind of crazy. I'm kind of out there. So if I can hit this,
don't hurt your hand before the fight.
It's the tile, right?
Yeah, I'm watching the tile. Oh my God! Holy crap!
That tile's old.
It doesn't bother me.
Don't break the tile.
I'm like a mason by trade. I've done this crap since I was like 17.
I think your knuckles are mason.
Look at this. Okay, that's all I do. So if I can do that, that's bone on bone.
It is bone on bone.
Okay. What do you think's gonna happen when I punch you in the face? It's bone on bone, right?
Let's see. Matt's face is closer.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I put myself through hell the entire time I'm through camp. I do the worst possible things that can happen in the ring is done to me. So Keon takes a 25-30 pound weight, a metal kettleball, and he'll beat me in the stomach with it. What if you get hit with a body shot? doesn't bother me. It won't faze me because I'm getting hit with
Does he use that leather strap like they used in Rocky?
No, we don't.
And you do the sit-up and then bam, bam.
We don't do that. Haven't done that one. But does the kettlebell
look like a bomb?
You gotta watch
saying bomb.
We'll get thrown off.
Do you know when the left fielder Schwarber, when I think that's how you pronounce it, when he homers, they call it a Schwarbomb.
Yeah, well, you can't say bomb.
But I'm saying that's what they called it at the stadium.
Oh man, they're gonna take.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did not.
Did you watch the game?
No.
I was training.
Home run, young man, very young, probably 9, 10, 12. Ball hits him in the glove, and he drops it.
Oh, my God. So the kid, did the father throw the kid over the...
He thought about it.
Yeah.
But the fans saved him. So then the media came down. And this is what's shocking about Philadelphia, and we all know the fans. The fans allowed the media guy to come down and interview the young kid instead of throwing the media guy on the field.
That's what I would have done.
I'm still a little queasy from watching you punch the floor.
Doesn't faze me. I love it. That's why I love bare knuckle, man.
Steve, we need you to do us a favor. So as soon as the show ends and Travis leaves, I want you to leave with him and film him and see if then he breaks down and cries that he's held it in for 35 minutes.
Stop by Floor and Decor and pick up a new tile. We're going to need to repair that before dinner.
So the health inspector is going to come. It needs to be fixed.
The building inspector.
Jay made a comment about that he doesn't do it for the money. He does it for the love of the sport. And you and I have talked.
Obviously,
and,
no, that's what I do.
Yeah, and I was going to say that. How can you love doing this so much and the money's – it's important, but it's not as important as it is, you know, being a server here.
Well, let's think of it this way. You do your radio show, why? You don't do it for the money, do you?
Well, I don't make any money, so.
That's exactly the point. You do it because you love it. So you're willing to invest your time, your money into what you do because you love it.
Randy does it for the awards. He does it for the best. Congratulations, Randy. Our 2022 Best Effort Award.
We'll change that. Can I jump in? Name.
I loved it a whole lot. When did you start doing the radio?
Too long ago.
That's when I loved it. I loved it up to that point.
And now it sucks.
And now it's gone downhill. What else do you do when you're not, you know, let everybody know about your life.
So what I do, I have a landscape company. I have a wife, two kids. I'm not really that interesting. I work my butt off everything I do, even when I train. If you see me train, it's no different than when I work. I plant trees. I do hardscaping, which is like all those patios and stuff. I do concrete work. Like I said, I'm like a mason. I do anything and everything.
It was so cool when Steve and I went to Philly. We broadcasted at BKFC's headquarters. And then Travis joined us, and we went to the cemetery.
Ah.
And we went to the cemetery where
Adrian and Pauly
are resting peacefully.
Paul Reiser?
No, Paul was just on the show.
Okay. I was like, is this pre-recorded? Like, how long? What episode are we in?
That was Pauly.
Okay.
They both have real legitimate grave sites in a real legitimate cemetery.
I don't want to bring this up, but last time I was in Philly, I raced to the top of the Rocky Stairs against
an animal. He beat me.
I didn't say I won.
He did.
But you did get the award for best effort.
And now you got it upside down.
Now I get an award for being our award presenter.
This is the only award that's gone to 19 people in the last 20 minutes.
It's the best effort award. It goes around.
That's right.
What can fans expect on Saturday?
A knockout. That's what I'm going for. I'm going to punish this guy. So what really pisses me off about this, I've been doing this quite a long time. What's this, my ninth fight? I'm ranked number 5. He's number 4. He should not be ranked. I'm going to make it a point to show to him why he should not be ranked. He should not be on that list. He's fought 2 cans. He had hard times with both of those cans. This is going to be the first person that he's fought that actually has a professional record. So, he's going to get his ass beat.
So we talked to Paul Reiser earlier about the number 77 ranked comedian of all time. Like, are rankings that important to you? Like, is it matter to you? Is it the fuel for the fire for your camp?
Right now,
be careful of the answer because I'm going to jump if you answer it wrong.
I'm not going to curse it. I promise.
No, not curse.
The rankings don't mean anything to me. What bothers me is the guy's mouth. Okay, if he was fought some people that were something, he can go around talking stuff. You know, say whatever he wants. When you start saying that I don't want it, you don't know me. Okay. I am the animal for a reason. Okay, I took myself out of my house, my family, to come to Florida to train, spend my money. I spent a lot of money to come down here. I spent well over half my purse to come down here out of my pocket. Okay, I have some sponsors, but that sponsor money did not come even close to enough to pay for my camp. I'm doing this because I want to make a point. I want to hurt this person physically, mentally. I'm going to do anything and everything I can. To get back to your question about the rankings, no, they don't mean anything. What means something to me is that people know who I am and what I'm capable of. This guy thinks I'm nobody. I'm the first person that you fought that is somebody. And I'm going to make it a point to show you that you're nobody and you do not belong on that list at all. And when I'm done with you, you're going to second guess ever doing it again.
There you have it.
So I got to say this real quick because it's important. So a guy like you is terrifying for a guy like me.
Why?
Well, because here's the thing. You've been doing ice baths at my home. I've been helping you with the camp to get you ready.
Yes.
Oh, we're so before you ask the question, I need to ask you this. When you do the ice bath, please explain to me why Matt has to stand in front of you naked.
It's mental.
Him or you?
It's not a requirement. It's just preferred.
It's weird. I was like, yo, you didn't get in the ice bath yet. What's the shrinkage? What's the shrinkage?
It was cold out.
Well, it's cold in the water.
Sun,
yeah, Matt,
the sun
but you weren't
away.
In yet.
The cloud cover. Yeah. We explained the cloud cover. This is Florida.
Yeah.
Certain times of year,
so,
it's colder.
Yeah, okay, I got it. It's not exactly 100. It's only 95.
Time change.
Is it true that he tried to get in the ice bath with you?
That was weird. It was weird.
It was a tight fit. But I would say it was custom fit.
No, he's like, no, what you got to do is you got to go under the water, dunk your head under.
Right.
I was like, all right, no problem. So I dunk under.
And he's there.
And I pop up. I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
How did you get in so fast? But the reason
he's like,
why,
no, this is mental. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you prepare for the fight.
That's right. It's all prepared.
It's like being in a telephone booth. I was like, yeah, but this isn't a telephone booth.
Have you seen that?
My God.
It's a fight in the phone booth.
Yeah.
But the back to the point, like a guy like you and a guy like Jay who did the vertical gym, these things are so futuristic that average fan doesn't understand
the benefits. You know what the difference of those two are?
Well, they both are futuristic.
Do you know
guys.
What the difference of those two are?
They both train with me.
Can I tell you what the difference?
Yeah, okay,
that would
us.
Be a difference,
oh,
dummy.
Difference.
The difference.
Yes.
And hopefully Travis doesn't take this the wrong way, but that J dude is scary.
I'm not.
You're not scary.
He just punched the tile floor for no reason.
No, I'm saying looks-wise. Yeah, he's an animal.
He doesn't look scary.
I'm
he looks
not
scary.
An animal. No, I'm the animal. I'm the animal. That's,
oh, is this like the Ohio State?
No, that bothers me.
I'm struggling.
No, there's a difference between an animal
and
the animal. Because the animal is the alpha. So all these other guys that are animals. They're nothing. They ain't nothing. I'm the alpha. That's why I'm the animal.
And I can tell you from experience, when he pulls up at 9:30 at North Turtle Grass in Wesley Chapel, he is intimidated. People are scared walking their dogs at night. They run. I've seen it.
I don't know. When I think of the animal, I got to be honest, and we're friends.
Yeah.
But when I think of the animal. I think of the Legion of Doom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hawk and the animal. Right.
Yeah, Hawk and the animal.
But you're right. I don't know if he was the animal. I think it was Hawk and animal, right?
I was thinking the animal?
I was thinking
George sure. Animal Steel, too.
I was thinking George the Animal.
I don't at all. I think of the Legion of Doom.
No, but I know the Legion of Doom, but he was just animal. It was animal and Hawk.
Right.
And that actually means something to me. So the animal is George the Animal Steel. And then y'all said Frank the Animal Fletcher. Now, people don't notice Frank the Animal Fletcher was trained by Marty Feldman, which is Dave Feldman's father. I was also trained by Marty Feldman. You know, that's another thing that I wanted to bring up. I wanted to make sure I brought this up, too. Okay. I went into the office at Bare Knuckle headquarters or whatever. It's not far from me. And I was like, yo, I want to fight Diaz. Dave told me, he said, get the bleep out of here. You're not fighting him.
Good job.
I got a partner.
You got a new award.
Restraint. The best effort restraint.
You have won that award three times.
How could you come into my office and ask me for the easiest fight you could ever get? Okay, that's verbatim. That's what he said to me, word for word. Then, the very next week, they put out the rankings. They put him at 4, me at 5. I immediately texted Dave. I said, well, now you have to have me fight him. I was like, I'm taking that spot from him. So I hope David is listening to this. You know, so even Feldman knows that you're getting knocked out. You're done.
There you have
it. Your days are numbered.
Well, next time you're in that office at BKSA, get me a fight in Miami on January 28th.
It's two different Feldmans, knucklehead.
They're the same family.
They're brothers.
From the same guy.
I'll text Damon.
I talked to Damon last night about it.
Yeah. I'm all in.
Everybody tries to go around me, but once I find out,
I'm all
it's
in.
Off. But yeah, back to the shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Give him the award.
Okay. I did say the A word once. I don't know if I'm allowed to say a double cash sign, as my son says it.
Well, now that Twitter's back and Elon Musk bought it, I think everybody's allowed to have a voice again, right? Great.
On Twitter, not on Facebook, because bombs went off in Philadelphia last night. Did you see the bomb Bryce Harper hit?
No.
It was crazy.
Nobody watches baseball.
And Harper, and I don't watch baseball. I'm only watching the World Series because the Phillies are in it. That's
exactly
the only reason.
Exactly.
And I don't really want to like Bryce Harper, but he is taking that city over. You know, when I think of Phillies, I think of the legends and Mike Schmidt and you know, those guys. Bryce Harper, if he's not already, is becoming the next legend in Philadelphia.
Yep. I don't know. It's awful.
What?
One thing I liked about Harper was how he had the Fanatic colors on, where he had his gloves and his shoes. They all...
Worst day. I know we got to go because we have an interview coming up, but one of the worst days of my life. Do you remember when you found out about the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus?
I cannot.
What about them?
Me either.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing.
They're okay?
Well, they're both sick. They're both ill. But I remember vividly, I was at Al Lang Stadium when I heard a young man telling little kids what he does for a living.
Wow.
And do you know what he does for a living or he did for the living?
Yeah, that's what he used to do.
He used to. He invented the Philly Fanatic.
Oh, wow.
Dave Raymond. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're the Philly Fanatic? Dave Raymond, who's been on the program.
Wow.
And then started the Mascot Hall of Fame and all that
that's
kind of
awesome.
Stuff. I don't remember anything else, but I do remember that. All right, let's hit a break. Travis, thank you very much. Thanks. Go grab pizza. Go grab anything you want on Matt. Thanks for stopping by. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is live at Caribe Royale Orlando, Saturday, November 5th. In the main event, the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. knuckle up against the undefeated Gian Herrera. In the co-main event, Jared Captain Deadpool Warren looks to continue his winning ways as he throws hands with the always dangerous Jay Action Jackson. Get your tickets now at BKFC.com. That's BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
There's so much that we haven't talked about with me being on vacation the past 2 weeks.
It's true.
Momentarily, we're going to go back to Las Vegas as we get ready for another awesome UFC card, UFC Fight Night 214, the Olympian. And you know where I stand with the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
Oh, I didn't know if you were like talking about which podium you stand.
I would stand at the on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number one?
It don't matter. It don't matter. But we're going to have an Olympian on here momentarily. But in Vegas a couple weeks ago, we had the opportunity to go to BattleBots.
Yeah, the TV show.
The TV show.
Yeah.
And I was apprehensive. I've seen it briefly on TV.
Okay.
It didn't do much for me, to be honest. But we were killing time. It was Friday before the
That's
Scorpions.
Where you build a robot and they compete and they try to destroy the other robot.
Right.
Okay.
So
it's kind of like bare knuckle.
Kenny Florian is one of the commentators.
Oh, what?
So I reached out to Kenny, and Kenny got us tickets. So Greg Hendrick, Steve, and I went. And with the exception of just when they introduce, so they introduce the two teams.
Okay.
And then the commentator goes, "Red Bot, are you ready?" And then they hit a button, and then everything goes red.
It's like combat sports.
And then Blue Bot, they hit the Blue Bot. The only thing that I thought was kind of corny is the whole crowd starts chanting, "Fight, fight, fight." Well, it's not a fight.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu is not
like,
a fight.
What are they like, war, war, war? Like,
beat each other up, beat each other up. I don't know.
But there's a great pick for a host because, I mean, Kenny Florian's part bot. Like, his spine was fused with, like, fake parts, and, like, that's how he kept fighting in his career. So it's a great pick for, like, casting.
It was a lot of fun. It was more fun than I ever anticipated. It was really cool. One bot hit a bot, and it flew into the air and hit the ceiling of the arena.
Yeah.
It really was definitely cool. All right, so some things that I do want to talk about, just in case we don't have the opportunity to get Mark on. He's trying to change his schedule. I don't know what I want to start with first. Should we start controversy first? Or
always go controversy. Always.
Controversy.
Always controversy.
Do you want fight or do you want asinine?
Do you start with fight? I love fight.
Michigan, Michigan State. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
So they played on Saturday. I was on a cruise. I didn't see it.
Football.
But football. Yeah. Okay. I guess there's only one runway. Mm-hmm. Like at Tampa Stadium, there's four tunnels.
Right.
Now the locker rooms are on one side. Typically, one team goes to the top, you know, and the bottom. I guess in where this game was, I don't even know whether it was at Michigan or Michigan State. Long story short, the Michigan State players jumped one of the Michigan players.
Wow.
And beat the crap out of him.
Oh, yeah.
A, your thoughts. Jim Harbaugh is saying that charges should be pressed.
Okay.
And as much as I agree with that, there's been things that have happened in games, you know, whether it's the basketball court or, you know, when Adam Sandler took his skate off and he wanted to slice the other player's neck, you know, and everybody always says, you know, that happened in the sport, in the fight, in your fight. So it's yes.
Okay. So here's
it wasn't
the thing.
On the field.
It doesn't matter. On the field is a different story. Okay. You're going to do whatever you can to win. Okay. Cause that's the sport. Okay. Dude, you guys are walking out. What are you going to do? You gonna jump your guy before you actually get to play the game?
Did you see the Slapshot?
No.
You never saw the hockey movie Slapshot?
No. Oh, yeah.
You need to see that. Yeah. Where they start a fist fight during the national anthem.
Right.
and then the ref skates over and he keeps staring at the brothers.
Well, it's better than baseball where they have a bench clearing brawl and nobody throws a punch.
Yeah.
Right? Well, at least they're actually throwing punches. Dance.
Unless you're Pedro Martinez, and then you throw Don Zimmer to the ground.
Rest in peace, Zim. Poor guy.
Man. He was resting then, too, as he got bombed to the ground.
He got thrown.
He did.
You're going. You're getting, you can't get hit. You're getting suspended. I can't do any bombs in 1 hour.
Dude, all he did was toss him to the ground.
There was nothing wrong with it.
The hip throw. He just went wham. Get away from him.
You know,
it wasn't even a hip throw.
Kind of.
He just took his jersey and get away.
And that's true.
That's all it is.
And you don't stop to check ID when somebody runs up to you.
I could care less.
Yeah.
Male, female, 8 to 80, I don't care. You come at me, get out of my way. That's all he did. He didn't hit him. He didn't do anything he shouldn't have done. He just said, "You're in my way. Get out of the way."
All right, so what's the asinine thing now?
Yeah, what's the asinine?
Kyrie Irving.
What do you do now?
Yeah, what do you do?
So Kyrie Irving tweeted information or promoted, even though he said he didn't promote it. He said he just tweeted it. And there was a big confrontation between Kyrie and one of the ESPN basketball writers. He tweeted about a anti-Semitic documentary or movie. And his comment was, don't worry, I'm going to say something that's going to offend a lot of people, but this is what I believe.
Right.
What he said was, I didn't promote it. I just tweeted it.
Right.
Well, no, donkey. If you tweet it,
that's a promotion.
You're promoting it.
Yeah. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Subscriber you have dialed is not.
Just documenting your life. That doesn't mean you're promoting or endorsing it. It just means you're documenting what's going on in your life. And I think most people use social media in that way as like a archive of where they've been, what they've done, what they've seen.
I get both ends.
I don't get both ends.
I get what Matt's saying. I don't agree with it, but I get it. I understand what you're saying.
We can fight about it if you want.
Yeah, if you want. No, it's not going to be celebrity boxing.
Well, if you find me, it is.
No,
I'm always a celebrity.
No.
You have to get your game up.
Man, please.
So
I'll punch something. Oh, you get that, Steve?
We'll,
the paper. See, no, she couldn't even hit. He couldn't even break.
We'll get back to that in a minute. Right now, let's jump.
Is that a paper cut? Look at that.
Let's jump back to Las Vegas as we get ready for this weekend UFC Fight Night 214. And we talked about this earlier. It's 214 already. Let's welcome to the program, Mark Madsen. Mark, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
We appreciate your time. I know it's just the beginning of fight week, and I always ask the fighters this. What is fight week like for you?
It is it's a busy time. There's a lot of things to be done. There's a tight schedule, but it's also it's the last week of a long, long camp. So it's kind of a great experience.
Is it an advantage and a disadvantage? I get that, but an advantage that it can help take your mind off of, you know, what's at hand Saturday night in the octagon?
Yes, I think it's always good to have something that can take your mind off what's going to happen on Saturday. The thing is, we as fighters always have to make weight. So all fighters, not only me, but all fighters are, dealing with the weight cut. So this week, I'm hungry. The first win of this fight week is going to be making weight Friday, 9 a.m. sharp. I'm going to be the...
Did we drop him?
Did we just lose him?
Back at the studio, can you let me know? I think I think it dropped. We'll try to get him back, but he was stating that he was going to be the first one on the scale.
Yeah, no,
do you get right in?
I agree exactly with what he's saying. I mean, I like to think of myself as an OG in this sport, bare knuckle.
What does OG mean?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't know. Old guy.
Okay.
Old grandpa.
Yes. All right,
Mark's back. I'm sorry, Mark. We got dropped.
That's how busy it is.
So you were saying that you're going to be the first one on the scale on Friday?
I'm going to be the first one on scale because my focus is really on, making weight. It's about cutting the last. I'm hungry and I'm ready to go. So I'm going to be the first guy on the scale Friday, 9 a.m. And that's my first focus. Once I've completed that task, then I'm going to move on to putting my opponent away, punching my right hand through his face.
Let me ask you this. After you make weight, how important is it to eat the right things, drink the right things, that you don't eat the wrong things that will affect you in less than 24 hours?
It is so important to have a plan for the whole rehydration process. I mean, making weight is one thing. You have to follow a diet. Everybody knows that you have to be disciplined about losing weight. I mean, not only athletes, but everybody knows if you want to lose the fat, we got to stick to a diet, right? We need a calorie deficit. Once you make weight, it's super important that you get the right carbs in. I mean, if you go with what you want to and then go and have a burger or...
He dropped again.
I agree with what he's saying.
Yeah, you just jump in.
He's exactly right. You can't just go out and get greasy food. Can't go out and get burgers and stuff like that. This happened when I fought, I think it's Fort Lauderdale, the driver.
Yes.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead, Mark.
I am back.
you were saying how important it is to eat the right foods.
Yes, absolutely important. Absolutely important. You can mess everything up if you eat the wrong stuff.
Before we talk more about Saturday, I just want to ask you about, you know, your Olympic experience. I'm a huge Olympic fan, and anytime I can talk to somebody that's been in the Olympics, just talk to me or us, you know, about what that experience was like.
Amazing. Amazing. You go to a place where the best of the best is gathered for a short period of time, like 11,000 athletes, best of the best. You have, you know, the gymnasts, which are usually short. You have the tall basketball players. Everybody is there, and there's just an amazing, you know, hype, amazing energy, amazing feeling, and everybody is there to win. So it's a unique experience.
So Mark, we always talk about, you know, kind of criticize like participation trophies and sport. But, you know, Randy is a three-time BEA award winner. But in the Olympics, is it different? Is it like when you get the medal, regardless, or just being a participant in the Olympics, is that a badge of honor that you can hang your hat on high? It doesn't matter if you podium or not.
I think he didn't like your question.
I mean, he hung up because he didn't like it. I would have to say it would have to be. I mean, dude, you made it to the elite of elite.
The Olympics are different.
Yeah, it's
so the participation.
Yes, we're back.
Okay, we're back.
Mark, did you hear any of that about the participation of trophies? Like, you know, in sport, we always criticize people who just show up and act like they won something. But it seems like in the Olympics, it's different. If you made it to the Olympics, that's the award, that's the victory to celebrate a whole career around. It doesn't matter if you podium or not. Is that the takeaway?
No, I think, I mean, making it to the Olympics is a lifestyle. You really have to train, eat, and sleep like an Olympian, even to qualify. But one of the unique things is everybody is there to win.
What was it like being around all of the other athletes?
Oh, you kind of get sucked into that energy. There's a unique energy. There's a unique vibe. And it's just an incredible experience, a unique experience, something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
So Mark, is it harder to get motivated for an individual sport like this Saturday for your fight coming up? Or like, is it easier when you have a country and a flag behind you in the Olympic sport? Like, you know, you have the pride of your nation. Is there one, a difference between the two for you?
Or is it the same?
I mean, I'm fighting Saturday. I'm fighting the UFC, but I am carrying, you know, the entire country of Denmark's pride and support with me. So, I mean, there's no big difference. I have an amazing support from the Danish community, and I'm going to go out there and do my country proud.
All right, we're going to talk about Saturday. This will be the last thing about the Olympics. I'm not a big nickname. We've done, you know, top nicknames, but your nickname is fitting. I love it. He is the Olympian, and that is the nickname that is deserved. Give me your thoughts on your opponent this Saturday, Grant Dawson.
Great opponent. I mean, undefeated in the UFC. He's been dominating with his wrestling, with his grappling. Honestly, I think it's a super interesting matchup. And I love the fact that he's the favorite. I disagree, but I am a betting expert over at VegasInsider.com, which is actually located down in your end of the country. And I can tell you right now, as a betting expert there.
Oh, that's a way to leave a suspense. He's going to give us the bet odds.
How much money were we going to make?
What's the numbers?
Tell us.
He's coming back. He's coming back. He's going to give us the website. All right, you're back.
Give us the website. We need to know where to put our money.
Yeah, what are we betting on?
Yes, I was going to say, great value on that bet. I'm a huge underdog. Grant Dawson is a favorite. As a betting expert, I can tell you there's great value in that bet.
Does that mean anything to you, favorite, underdog? I mean, you can't be any more driven than you already are before odds come out, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't mean anything in my book. I respect people's opinion. Being a betting expert is about having an opinion on a subject. And somebody had an opinion on this, subject. I don't think they've done their homework good enough. That's why I'm saying this bet is a place where there's great value.
So, so speaking of betting and numbers, any insight on the Powerball tonight, the $1.2 billion?
I'll give you a percentage if you can give me the numbers.
I'll give you the point, too. Yeah.
I do. So head over on VegasInsider.com. A lot of insight over there.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Woo! It's worth paying for. Yeah, I'll do it. You know, if it's going to get me $1 billion, I'm in.
Yeah, I'll even give you the billion just to get the point, too. I don't care.
Mark, let me ask you this. What's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of, and I'm going to say competition. Normally, I would say a fight, but whether it was the Olympics or an MMA fight, just the strangest thing that's happened in the middle of one.
I think it was actually my second fight in the UFC. I was on top of my opponent, and I took a moment to look outside the cage, and I was looking at a guy with some very funny glasses, and I realized after that was Robert Downey Jr. sitting 2 meters away from the cage and looking at me, which is kind of funny because I was in there fighting, and I have Iron Man watching the fight. That was a crazy experience in MMA at least.
So ironically, we actually have a guy, a producer of the show. His name's Steve Linnae. He has funny glasses on today, and he goes by the name of Doorman. Very similar to Iron Man, but he's a garage door expert.
Well, and the funniest part about that story, Mark, is it was the glasses, you know, that you noticed and not the fact that it was Iron Man.
Yes, I had no clue who that guy was. The glasses was what caught my attention because he had, like, these big, shiny glasses, and I remember thinking, what is going on? And I'm inside the cage, I'm punching a guy, and I still have, you know, I'm taking time to look out and look at these glasses, and I remember that thought, what is going on with those glasses?
Have you thought about reaching out to Josh Hedges, who is the head photographer of the UFC and shoots all the fights? Maybe he got a shot
that would be awesome.
Of the fight with Robert Downey Jr. in the background sitting in his seat.
I haven't thought about it, but now you bring it up, I think it's a great thing to do.
I think you should check into it, and I'll see Josh next week in New York, so I will ask him as well.
Don't worry about that until Sunday.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll do that
we'll
for you.
We'll take care of that.
You don't do it. We'll take care of it. We'll
don't
look into it.
Don't worry about any of that other than finding out, you know.
The Powerball numbers. Yeah. How will you relax the next couple of days leading up to your fight against Grant?
I'm gonna stick to my routine, you know. Training, sleep, and
you forgot the third word. Then it's repeat. That's the T-shirt, right? Training, sleep, repeat.
That's all you do.
Train, eat, sleep, repeat. Repeat, and then try not to get into a fight before Saturday. That's how I'm gonna spend my time.
Right.
Very good advice, Mark. What can the fans expect to see when you and Grant get in the octagon on Saturday?
We have a fight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fight. And Saturday, I'm going to go out and I'm going to put a clinic on Grant Dawson. I'm going to dominate and I'm going to put him away.
There you have it.
That's
straight
awesome.
From the betting man. Well, I can't say that. From the guy from the website that knows a lot about betting. You know, we got to be careful how we say things. Mark, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and spending some time with us. Enjoy the process and have a lot of fun on Saturday.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That is the Olympian. What a
That's
fitting.
Awesome.
I said, I'm not a big nickname.
No, but that obviously
fits. It's fitting.
Fits.
It's in,
like the doorman. The great nickname. given here live and I.
From the pizza
I have
man.
Possession of
the best. The BEA award.
The BA three-time winner, Randy
the
Harris.
Award,
here's the problem. Knucklehead, you've now given that award away so many times that Jay Jackson came back to take it out of your dead hands.
Oh, whoa. I don't want no trouble.
Just took
I don't want trouble.
He came back to get his award.
I don't want any problems.
He wants his award back.
How are you going to chill the next couple of days?
Same thing. You know, you just, that's all
bath.
I do.
You're going to punch more tiles?
Yeah, I could care less. Nice. I'll punch anything. I just can't punch a person until Saturday night.
We're going to try to fit three guys in the ice tub tonight.
Oh, man. Dude.
No, I better not.
Thanks, Randy.
Is there like a red light outside his house?
Yeah, red light, green light.
Exactly.
Jeez, oh, man. This different level here.
Anthony Smith, is ripping Jake Paul. We haven't talked about this at all. Anthony Smith is saying MMA fighters should stay away from Jake Paul, as Anderson Silva just made $500,000 last Saturday night.
Yeah, and started a new company, an MMA promotion winning.
Yeah.
So by Jake Paul winning, they're going to partner. They're going to create an MMA promotion. Yep.
Well, I didn't think it was a promotion. I thought it was more they're going after health care and all that for MMA fighters. I didn't think it was a promotion as much as
it's an organization, isn't it?
But it's not a fight organization.
Right. It's for the fighters organization, right?
Right.
They're going to take care of the fighters is what they're trying to do, which I think is, you know, I respect that. I'm not going to say anything bad about that, obviously, because they're trying to promote the fighters and protect the fighters, which is great.
And after that, I'm going to fight for that promotion. I'm ready.
I want you to punch the tile.
No, he won't do that.
No,
he's worried about getting a paper cut on the paper banner.
Yeah, then how will he take his clothes off tonight when you come over?
Yeah. I mean,
Auburn made a switch at head coach, and you need to take your Buccaneer jersey down.
Why?
As Cadillac Williams is your new head coach of the Auburn Tigers.
Why would I take it down? That makes that more valuable.
Well, no, it's a Buccaneer jersey. You need something Auburn now.
Well, once a Buccaneer, always a Buccaneer.
That's not true.
Once a Auburn Eagle, once a War Eagle.
War Eagle Tiger?
Is that offensive? Is War Eagle? Are you allowed to say War Eagle?
To send an eagle into war is offensive.
Yeah, so maybe we got to change that.
Yeah, I think we should change it, instantly.
Absolutely.
Instantly.
Greatest comment we've had on the show in the decade I've been a part of it.
God, it's been a long 30 years.
Marcus Brimage came on the program.
Yeah.
Randy asked him, is it
he was known as, he was known
Beast.
As the Bama Beast.
Right.
So I said, oh, you're the Bama Beast. Are you Alabama or Auburn? My brother went to Alabama, blah, 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 blah. And he said, I've never heard anyone coming from the great state of Auburn.
That's true.
It was pretty good. And then he changed his nickname, and then he went to pillow fighting.
Then he went to bare knuckle boxing.
And then pillow fighting.
And then he got signed by your guy.
My guy.
There will be a fight. You may throw a punch before Saturday.
Who's Brimage? Is he the... I'm trying to think of what was his name in the pillow fighting.
I don't know. I don't know. Last time I was in a pillow fight, it was with my sister and little brother. And I think I was like 7. Steve was probably there. He was in the neighborhood.
Jeez. Whoa, that's weird.
Well, he was clothed. At least he had clothes on. You knuckleheads run around the garage naked.
Look, he's a doorman. He's not a peeping Tom guy. He's not a
window
guy.
Well, I got to include you. Just because you're clothed and he's not, that's still
window guy. He's a door guy. Look at him. He doesn't look like a window guy, man. Does he? When you see him, you're like, doorman.
Doorman.
Carlton. Wasn't Carlton the doorman?
No, Carlton was a brother.
Well, no, Carlton with the Carlton dance. I'd met him. He drove at the Grand Prix here in St. Pete many years ago. Alfonso.
That's one of those things where you got to be careful with your career. Because, like, I've seen a lot of things where he hates the Carlton dance. And everybody makes him do it. Every time there's like something notable going on, they want him to do his act.
You know why? Because he got slapped by Will Smith once. That's a legend.
Well, that's also Chris Rock has the same story. Yeah. A legend.
No, Chris Rock, it's not a legend.
It happened.
Chris Rock, it happened.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened with Alfonso.
Will Smith is out there slapping people, man. Like,
watch out, yo.
He just got signed by Dana and the Fortinas. For the slap? Yeah.
I could do that.
I'd love to see you in it.
No, you can.
I'd love to see you do it.
Come on, stop.
I'd do like an old pimp.
Stop. No, you wouldn't. No, you would not.
I'd do one with the back of my hand.
Let's be honest. You're not doing it.
No, look, the old backhand.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
One with the back of the hand.
Hey.
Backhand of tiles.
Hey, donkey. I'm going to get you in one of these.
He just broke his wrist.
I'm going to get you in one of these, and here's the stipulation that I'm going to implement. You're able to slap them twice before they slap you once.
I don't want to slap anyone. I want to box.
No, because what'll happen is he'll slap him twice, but go, wow, you took it. Okay, here you go. White flag.
I'm undefeated.
Undefeated. That's what happens when you're 0-0.
It is undefeated. I can't argue with them.
Never lost.
Never won either.
No, I've never lost in a pizza shop. I got guys on OxyContin trying to rob me.
I got a question for both of you.
Hey, there's no referees.
I got a question for both
God,
of you.
God, shoot.
How many bombs are going to get hit in Philly tonight?
I just said shoot. I can't say that either.
You can say shoot.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, you can say shoot.
Say shooting the bombs down.
Shooting the bombs.
Well, you can't shoot the bombs.
That's defensive.
No, you can't shoot the bombs. Right.
It's not offensive.
That's
right.
Defensive.
It's defensive.
That's defensive.
Protecting the nation.
Well, no.
Send the war in.
No, no. If you shoot the bomb, that's offensive.
Send that eagle in. We're good.
If you block the bomb, like if you're the left fielder and Bryce Harper hits a bomb to right field, and you're the right fielder, and you're able to get up there and block that bomb and catch it, that's not offensive. That's defensive.
That's defensive.
Right. Because you made the defensive stop.
Yes. Bryce was on the offense.
Did you see when Bryce called, I think it was Brome? I don't know. You said you didn't watch the game.
No.
So Bryce homers on the first pitch.
Right.
It was a bomb. And I don't mean to keep saying it, but that's what got me in trouble.
Right.
It was a bomb. So then Brom went up and he called him back and he whispered into his ear and he went up in the first pitch. He hit a bomb to left.
Wow.
Now, earlier you said Jim Thome and Travis Thompson, all silent H's. Is the Y in Bryce silent?
No, it's an I. It's B-I-C-E. It's Bice.
B-R-Y-C-E.
For once, he finally knows something.
Hey, Trav, took 2 hours, but I got one.
2 hours? It took you 6 years.
Yeah.
Trav, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Have fun on Saturday. We're going to get you some 8-Man Strong gear.
Oh, I appreciate
whether you get us BKFC gear or not, we're going to hook you up.
I got you guys.
All right, want to thank everybody for tuning in. We do have tickets, so you need to get in touch with me some way other than Facebook.
Congratulations.
As I am banned until Friday for saying the bombs went off in Philadelphia last night, as they were, as they hit 5 home runs.
BEA champion right here. Get your hand raised on Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
See everybody next week. Want to thank 8-Man Strong and Stapson.
See you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.